Hugh Green, first of all, today's the big announcement over at Baptist Health. This is a first of its kind initiative, the first health system in the world to make this move. Pretty exciting.
It is exciting, and it really is in the context of creating a culture of safety within the health system. Sometimes, Melissa, we refer to this as the journey to zero, meaning that we're on this journey to reduce to zero the number of hospital-acquired infections. And this fabric technology we're rolling out this week is one dimension of the effort in that journey. Obviously, it is not the silver bullet, but we are really convinced that this technology will make a difference.
Yeah, and this is from an Orlando company. They've developed this type of fabric. We actually have it up on our website. You can see how this fabric works to repel fluid. Pretty incredible. But, Doctor, not only does it repel fluids, it repels disease. How significant is that?
So it's extremely important that we use all our everything in our armamentarium to prevent infections, and whereas hand washing is the key thing, having uniforms that would decrease the ability of bacteria and infections to live and would certainly help our patients and help us to get to our journey to zero.
And the whole larger context is patient safety. When the patient leaves the hospital, you want them well, not sick.
Absolutely. I think we are all working hard at Baptist Health that to make sure that our patients leave the hospital healthy. They don't have any complications of infections. And we are having many initiatives to get to the zero that Mr. Green mentioned. And this, as I said, would be a very helpful element in that journey to zero.
And so today's the big announcement. This is going to affect every patient who comes through, but also every staff member, every physician, every nurse, everyone who has to wear a gown or scrubs or a jacket, they'll all have this on.
Right. And this is a huge investment, as you know, well over $1 million as we have provided this these fabrics, both to patients and staff members. One of the things that people keep asking me is, well, when does this wash off? And I always want to point out, this is not a coating. It is actually built into the fabric itself. So this antimicrobial aspect and the fluid repellent aspect doesn't ever go away. Mm-hmm. And that's been tested. So it's real important that people understand this is not just some kind of an exterior coating that eventually, you know, goes away.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so significant. And we'll very much be monitoring the impact this has as we roll this out.
Right. How will you track the impact of these garments over time?
So we obviously, on an ongoing basis, track any infections that happen in the hospital. We have a very intense response to any potential infection. And so we will have outcomes and which will show that overall Baptist Health System has been able to decrease those infections. So we have the data where we are now, and in a timely fashion, we'll be able to say that this has made some improvement.
Yeah, and I would think, too, other hospitals and health systems are closely watching to see how this plays out.
I think that's the case. Again, there are multiple approaches in an attempt to deal with infections. Two words that come to mind as I talk about this are vigilance. It is a committed, ongoing effort, whether it be hand washing, whether it be identification of infections early, whether it be look at things that we do within the surgical arena to avoid infections. But the other thing is transparency, Melissa. The healthcare system needs to be able to demonstrate the outcomes and the improvement that we're able to achieve by these multitude of interventions.
Well, we thank you both for joining us again. The announcement is officially today at Baptist Health, these new high-tech uniforms for patients and staff that are expected to greatly minimize the risk of disease and the transmission of organisms. Thank you both so much for being with us. Thanks for sharing it.
Thank you.
Thank you.